get the money fantasy, you know you need it. People always told me that maybe I should go with that, then go and get the money and own some fancy cars. Yeah, that's so enticing, but I'd rather be enlightened on that real stuff, like the law of attraction. I'm looking at these cats with the jewelry and foolery. Yeah, they get infused and streaming every month. Maybe I should sell out. Nah, I never sell out. It's hard to be a conscious rapper. All the other cats are getting played while you're not getting played. There's a lot to factor. Maybe it's my sound or my lyrics, or maybe it's the knowledge that I'm dropping through my lyrics. I don't know, but deep inside I know the fast life comes with a price of all to think twice and preach life. I contemplated many, many years ago, but dumbing down my music just to go and get compensated. Luckily I did it, I admit it. Since I never sold out, I wonder where I fit in. In this current climate of rappers who think they trappers, and rappers who always mumble and say lyrics don't matter. Such comedians, I think they really need me to spit a rhyme and show them how to go and write a beat again. Nowadays, cats can have a trendy song and end up on the top 10, all up on that trendy song. Should I do that and prove it's not balanced? This is for my fans, I'll never compromise for dollar signs. Let's not forget about the labels now, they're pimping off the artists. Yeah, I say it proudly, independent is the way to go. No more being tied down, ownership is fly now. Selling out or staying true to rap is a tug of war. Staying true to rap is something I would suffer for. This game is a tug of war. Even though I struggle, I've grown to love it more. This game is a tug of war. Even though I struggle, I grew to love it more. This game is a tug of war. Even though I struggle, I've grew to love it more. This game is a tug of war. Even though I struggle, I've grown to love it more. I'm passionate when it comes to speaking for my fans. I'll never sell myself from witch and chains, glitz and fame. Y'all should know by now, I represent hip-hop. The true school, these new fools better get the message. I've been digging through the crates of the pioneers like Q-Tip. I've always kept adventures like Atari, this my hobby. What happened to the conscious rappers being idolized instead of being victimized and minimized? I know the struggle. Standing for the truth is something most people won't do, I'm hopeful. My songs will inspire my fans instead of signing to a major where they're tying my hands to lying to fans. Just to push a narrative to raise up our consciousness is imperative. To me, this reminds me of a time I would listen to Cole while switching my flow for fun. While that was fun, I picked up on his songs like Lost Ones, A Quicker Smile. Yeah, it took a while for me to get his lyrics, but sure enough I got them. I'ma keep it real, I will rise up from the bottom of this industry. While I master my magic, while laughing at rappers, they're inadequate actors. While I ha ha hee hee, these cats are beneath me. They should listen to Dead Prez and get free. Like I said before, where do I fit in with the conscious cats who dropping facts? All these new rappers, I know for a fact I don't fit in with these new cats. But the average person won't know, still I'm hopeful that my day will come, it's just a matter of time. I will drop foes, I'm a master of rhymes. Selling out or staying true to rap is a tug of war. Staying true to rap is something I will suffer for. This game is a tug of war. Even though I struggle, I've grown to love it more. This game is a tug of war. Even though I struggle, I grew to love it more. This game is a tug of war. Even though I've struggled, I've grew to love it more. This game is a tug of war. Even though I struggle, I've grew to love it more.